Simple.
All right, we have 7 after the hour is the continuation of the conversation on the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on your health and well-being. We have a couple of hours devoted to the medicinal part of this, and then we have what you put into your body versus what your body is doing. I guess that there is a great difference, but yet they're related. You want to make sure that you're putting good food into your body, and in order to find that good food, we've enlisted the help of Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, and he's brought to you by the Incredible Edible Egg and America's Egg Farmers, the American Egg Board. There are a lot of great products that are out there, and Phil's charged with finding new products, checking out the old ones. You can get Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for the supermarketguru.com daily health flash, news flash, right? You have a news flash every day based on, and this is a changing field, so every day there's new information, right?
Absolutely, and in fact, one of the major concerns that I have right now has to do with the tornadoes in Alabama. Because, frankly, poultry was one of the only aspects of protein that didn't go up. But with what's gone on in Alabama, which is the third largest, poultry-producing state.
Tyson has farms everywhere in Alabama.
Yeah, 25% of the poultry have been killed, destroyed. And as a result, we're going to see poultry prices going through the roof.
Yep. So that gets to the nitty-gritty of pretty much what's on everybody's mind now. The economic recovery information this week suggests that that's slowing down, and is all due to petroleum. One of the things, and this is, I don't know if it's rational or irrational, Phil, when you look at the profits that have been made by the announcement of ExxonMobil, $11 billion in profit the first quarter, Shell, $8.5 or $9 billion, and it goes. You go down through the list of all the big oil companies that people despise anyway. Now they despise them even more when this information comes out, and you look at it, and you scratch your head and think to yourself, okay, what am I missing here? What are these people? Is it all just about short range profits and everybody else and everything else be damned? That's not necessarily our goal of to discuss it here, because we're talking about food. But because the price of what you will pay, chicken and poultry aside, but everything else is affected by what it costs for petroleum products. And the irresponsible, the completely irresponsible approach that these boards of directors and these corporate executives take, it's all about them. They don't give a damn about you. You have to have petroleum to get around. And it also is involved in every single thing, every aspect of your life. And most importantly, foodstuff. And so you've been studying this, Phil, as the prices have gone into this ridiculous zone where they are. And as people get upset, instead of thinking, okay, what am I going to eliminate from my life temporarily, hopefully, to be able to continue to eat good food, people are going out and buying cheap food, which will just, it will compound the problems that they may be having with their health by eating bad food.
And you're right. And, you know, probably the major difference when we look in the past week, what we've seen, what you're talking about with all these oil companies, and also, you know, that Apple's become more profitable than Microsoft, and people are comparing the two, and they're saying, you know, what's the difference between Apple and mobile? Well, the difference is very simple here. The difference is that Apple has made their money based on innovation and satisfying consumer needs, and, you know, mobile and all the rest, it's OPEC, it's regulated, that's the problem here, you know, and I think we forget just how regulated our oil supply is, and yes, with food prices going up, if anything that the government should be doing, they should be looking at this whole issue of petroleum and how it affects our food supply. That's the only thing that we can control. We can't control the weather. We can't control, you know, tornadoes. We can't control late plantings, you know, all that stuff. And if if we could give the farmers and the food processors some relief when it comes to the price of oil, prices can come down.
Mm-hmm. Until that happens, we have zero leadership in that regard. You just have and the speculators have gone wild, and the people who benefit, it's all a cabal. You know, if there's ever any time when you think what the old, the conspiratorial folks who point at the few people that control, there was a lot of discussion about the Fed this week and who controls the Fed and what's the money policy all about and why this and how come that. And, you know, the conspiratorialists say the Bilderbergers and the trilateralists and all these other groups that have been associated with the kookamongas over the years. Yeah, you just look at this stuff and think, what is going on here? And what do we not know? And why is this so difficult for somebody who's, you know, in control? Why aren't we drilling more? Again, this is all not necessarily food related, but when you get to the bottom line and look at your food bill, when you go to the grocery store this weekend and see it up 25% and think, how the heck am I going to pay for this? And who's, you know, I've just got back to work and I'm just trying to get ahead. And you may be in a job that is so sensitive to this that you're out of work as quickly as you were in work.
And so, the problem is that, you know, the average consumer, when they go to the supermarket and they pay that 25% more, they're blaming the supermarket, mm-hmm. they're blaming the food companies, and both supermarkets and food companies work on such tiny margins.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about, again, the, you know, $100 billion that these oil companies are making. Supermarkets make just 1.5% net profit on their sales. That's
so
it.
Why
the
is
average
it that
food company is making maybe 10%.
Right. And the oil companies, it isn't, even if you look at percentages and maybe it's 14% or whatever it is, it's the astronomical number because they do so much volume that is mind-boggling, and they'll tell you their percentages are. That's not the point. The point is that you're benefiting while other people are suffering. Where's your conscience, man? That's really what it boils down to.
It's a false economy. They're setting prices. I mean, you know, I saw a couple.
They're regulating your, without government regulation, they're regulating your life and what you spend for things. Yeah.
And I saw a couple years ago that actually, you know, we talked about the barrel price and stuff like that. It's actually, you know, the cost of it, something like $20.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what it did. You're right. I think it was even, well, the last time I looked at it was $14 and something. What did it actually cost them to get it out of the ground?
Exactly. So
between,
you know, you go from $14 to, you know, $100 a barrel, $110
right.
a barrel, so on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Where's the fair profit margin on this?
Yeah.
You know, sure, make 25%. Make 50%.
Make 50% if you want. But, and what really is troublesome, again, we're getting into a little bit of politics here, but what really goads me is when I see these people in the Middle East who we are protecting, who we are helping, and who ask us to come in and settle down things in Syria and Libya. These people are there personally, and their governments are making hundreds of millions of dollars a day and a week and a month, not talking over years. These people, because the United States keeps things peaceful and calm, or at least tries to, they ask for our help. We go in there, we pay for it, and then mm-hmm. they screw us. And the other end, by upping the, let's say, well, it's all done in New York at the exchange and stuff. To a point, that's true, but you could mitigate it, the people in Saudi Arabia especially, because all you do is open up the spigot. And you've said you were going to do that for the past 4 or 5 months. You haven't done it yet. But, yeah, we're spending $1 billion a week over there bombing the hell out of Libya. And what are we getting out of it? A lot of bad PR and people angry at us. So you just wonder, Phil, where the common sense is.
And you look at some of these people like Gaddafi and whatever else that have hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Billions.
I'm
the guy's
sorry.
Got $61 billion, Gaddafi, and his
family. Their people are starving in the streets.
Yeah.
And they have all this money, and we have set them up in these governments, and we've, to your point, Doug, I mean, we're just spending money to protect them, and you know, you and I, when we go fill up our cars, it's costing $60, $70, $80.
I can't get in my pickup truck a full tank of fuel out of $75, even if it kicks off the diesel. If you stop at a pump and you put your card in and it lets you go to 100, I still can't fill up the truck with diesel fuel. Yesterday, I paid $4.43 a gallon for diesel on the road. It's absurd. Again, going back to what Phil said, it costs them one-tenth that to get it out of the ground. So, and then another perhaps 4 to 8 cents to refine it per gallon, and another 4, 5, 6 cents a gallon to transport it to where it has to go. All right, so maybe by the time we're done, it costs on a bad day $40 a barrel to get the gasoline to you. All right, so what's a reasonable profit? If it's a reasonable profit, it's 50 per, well, it depends on how you describe Keystone, but doubling the cost is Keystoning it, so it's $80. Right now, speculators are getting paid, or they are paying a buck, I think it's $109 this week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So if it was at 80.
It shouldn't even be doubled.
No.
You know, what company, what, you know, what.
I want my company to work on that number, don't you? That's you and I, both of our companies, we ought to be able, wouldn't it be nice to work on that kind of a margin?
Absolutely.
And, you know, say what you will about Donald Trump, but when he looks and says things about oil ought to be costing us $45, $50 a barrel, that's the value of oil. And yet that isn't what, that, I mean, I think that was an eye-opening statement. He said a lot of other kooky, crazy things, but the eye-opener when it comes to oil is what it really costs and how much more we're spending because somebody has got us, if you'll pardon the pun, over a barrel. So
just remember something about Trump. You know, he has had two failures in the food world.
Uh-huh.
He had Trump vodka, which was terrible, that nobody bought, and overpriced. And also he had Trump steaks. He actually tried to sell steaks under his brand, and nobody bought them.
God, I wonder why. All right. Anyway, we'll get to your we have certainly a lot of action here. 800-510-8255. In a little bit, we're going to meet Dr. Pam Popper, who is a naturopath, internationally recognized expert on nutrition and health, and the executive director of the Wellness Forum, talking about some things that are going on later on this month, as a matter of fact. I think you're going to find her very interesting. And we'll focus on protein as well later on, the physiology of protein in your body with experts in that field. And we have an expert in the food field, the expert. It's about 19 after the hour. You're listening to the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, here on Good Day Weekend. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Garlic bread? Ezer Allied? Wrench Rise? When the food you eat has nutritional gaps, so do you. But fortunately, you've got Centrum. With more key nutrients than one-a-day essential, Centrum helps you fill the gaps better. So go on. Order that pumpkin eye. Nosh on those rackers. Feast on those ish sticks. Filling those nutritional gaps is as easy as taking a Centrum. Centrum, complete from A to zinc.
800-510-8255 to be in touch. We are going to examine a profound claim that most of the degenerative diseases that affect us can be controlled, even reversed. So let's talk about our food, our menu, and that certainly plays into what's going on in lots of our lives. Phil Lempert, supermarket guru on the Good Day Weekend program, 21 after the hour.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Can we fix what's going on in our lives? Do you want to listen to us help you? We have some expertise in this area, trying to reverse problems or prevent problems that happen to you as a result of ingesting animal-based or processed foods. The thing about eggs and this really good protein that you get from eating eggs, you were talking about Phil, the problems of the tornadoes and what it does to the chicken, it must have an effect on eggs, too, I would guess, wouldn't you?
Well, in Alabama, most of those chickens are used for not meat. Eggs,
yeah.
But used for dinner.
Yeah. All right, so the egg thing should be okay.
I say that nicely without...
No,
I feel bad for all those chickens.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I do. I do. So, yeah, they're not egg-laying chickens, they're, you know, breakfast meat.
Exactly. They're breast and thighs, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. All right, so the eggs are going to save 15 cents a piece, one of the most affordable sources for high-quality protein, big nutrient value. Yesterday I was talking, we have another fellow on the Good Day program during the week who is a chef. His name is Louis DeAngelis, and we're coming up with interesting ideas on sandwiches. And so you'd be proud of me, Phil. I suggested we have an egg sandwich, and I had two different ways of the old traditional put egg between the slice of bread, fine, put a little onion and pepper and that kind of stuff on it, some veggies. But I also was thinking about using, I guess what would amount to an omelet, maybe, a couple of eggs, maybe two of them, or you do four and you cut it in half, use those like the bread and put all the veggies in between and eat it like a sandwich. What do you think of that? You don't think that's a good idea?
Really? No. But you know, again, coming back from my New Jersey roots,
yes.
There was a place called, I can't think of it, it was like a stand, Jackie's Lemon Ice.
Yeah.
And what they would do is at the corner of Union Avenue and Belleville Avenue in Belleville, New Jersey, what they would have besides great lemon ice is they would have pepper and egg sandwiches. So you'd have a hoagie roll. And they would, you know, scramble up the eggs with red and green peppers. And I think that was it. Maybe there was something else in there, maybe some onions or whatever. And that was a fabulous sandwich. I loved it. In fact, I'm hungry now just for one.
All right. All right, well, let's talk more about what we're eating. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, you were on Fox Business last night. And you were talking more about the effect of what's going on, the cost of petroleum, sort of the same things that we were talking about here earlier, or did it go more extensively into the impact of the cost of petroleum?
Well, not petroleum as much as what the weather conditions are doing and how food prices are going up. USDA still stands by, as of now, you know, food prices are going to go up 4.5% this year. There's no way they're going up 4.5%. We're looking at 6 to 8% across the board. You know, pork, beef, veal, all of those are already up about 8 or 9%. Cereal, grains. You know, we're going to have the highest price increases this year than we've seen in decades. And a lot of it has to do, back to petroleum, with the cost of oil, not only for the packaging, for the transportation, for running these factories, everything else. And then you put on top of that all the weather conditions, the horrible weather conditions that we've had, the late plantings. I mean, in the Midwest, you know, mid-May is when we plant corn and soybeans.
Yep. Now, need to be in the ground.
In order to do planting properly, what we need is 2 to 3 weeks of dry weather and the soil temperature to be over 50 degrees. Well,
prep
with all
time.
These floods, with all these tornadoes, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. It's prep time. The soils, I know as a farmer, I'm getting ready to go really get serious this weekend about plowing, getting the soil weather so ready so that I can plant my corn by the middle or the end of May, so we have it by Labor Day. And it's we have been challenged, although the weather's been warming up here and drying out. But you're right, in the areas where the real breadbasket is, up and down the Mississippi River, especially on either side, and down in these areas where the tornadoes have just unbelievably ravaged the area, there's no way that stuff is going to be recouped. And I remember when the floods, remember the Mississippi River floods of maybe eight, nine years ago, they had dredges at the mouth of the Mississippi. The barges were out there for pretty much a year scooping the loam out of the mouth of the Mississippi River that had been washed down there along the Mississippi all the way from Illinois right down to Louisiana. And they were putting it by the hundreds of millions of tons onto barges so that it would be dried out and they could bring it back up the river and distribute it somewhat again. And that's really the picture. If you can imagine all of this loam, this dirt, being taken out of the bottom of the river, put on barges and brought it back up. That's basically what Phil is saying is happening under the smaller estuary. So, you know, whether you can recapture it all or not remains to be seen. But the mess, and you wonder, again, people keep saying, oh, it's global warming. If you look at the history of the Earth, you know, you can argue about whether it is or it isn't. That's not the point. The point is that it's happening, and it's affecting you and will affect you and what you pay for. So you're going to go eat more. We were talking earlier today about fish oil, and I know somebody's going to go to McDonald's and get a fish filet sandwich and say, okay, I got my fish oil, and think that they're doing a good thing. Hello.
But what we will do is we will spend, $300 million in the cost for us to cover, you know, the royal wedding in England.
Yeah.
You know, that's what our obsession is. Why don't we pay attention? Why aren't these kinds of discussions taking place on whether it's the Today Show or Good Morning America or whatever else, instead of watching, met them.
All right.
Nice couple.
Half past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Bill Leppert's Food Sense is what you get to listen to during the course of this hour of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, Phil Leppert, the Supermarket Guru. Remember, go to supermarketguru.com, daily news flash, to get the products that are new, graded by Phil. And as we were just talking about, he was on the Fox Business Channel talking about the way the weather is affecting the cost of food. We're talking about the petroleum costs, how that's affecting you. Phil is on call all the time, on the Today Show all the time, on The View. You name it, he's there because he's recognized around the country as this guy who knows from A to Z what's going on in the food supply, and that's why we're fortunate to have him here with us on Good Day Weekend. Joining us now is Dr. Pam Popper, who is a naturopath, internationally recognized expert on nutrition and health, and also she's the executive director of the Wellness Forum. And we're going to do, as we often do here, focus on what the good foods are versus your menu if you're having, as I suggested a minute ago, those people who think they're getting all of the EPA or DHA by having a McDonald's fish sandwich. Maybe you want to think about that as we listen to Dr. Popper. Thanks for joining us, ma'am.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show.
All right. Well, so, Phil, help yourself here. You can.
Sure. Well, you know, there's this new film coming out called Forks Over Knives.
Right.
And Dr. Pepper is part of this whole idea that we can empower people by showing them just how stupid we are when we eat our foods. So, Dr. Popper, tell us a little bit about the film. You know, it's opening up in just about a week or so, and why it's important for people to see it.
Well, I think it's important for people to see it because it will open their eyes to the power of food and the futility of a lot of what we do in medicine. While we have some very well-meaning doctors out there who are prescribing drugs and recommending procedures or performing them, the reality is that most of that is not necessary if you eat the right diet, and this film really shows that. Basically, the film is about two great researchers who started, didn't know each other, but they're about the same age and both raised on farms and entered traditional research or practice environments, Dr. Colin Campbell at Cornell and Dr. Esselstyn at the Cleveland Clinic, and along the way discovered that a lot of what they thought they knew about diet and health was actually incorrect. So at great personal risk and professional risk to themselves, they stepped outside their traditional environments and made some phenomenal discoveries about the power of diet to prevent, stop, and reverse disease. They eventually met each other and became friends and colleagues, and the film tracks all of this. And then there are other experts in the film, I'm one of them, and reality patients who regain their health during the film using the diet that Dr. Campbell and Dr. Esselstyn discovered was the right diet for humans, maybe rediscovered. I think we've known it for a long time, actually. But the movie is a great story. It's a documentary, and so there's lots of factual information, but it's told like a story. It goes very fast. People are entertained by it. And so you can walk out of the theater feeling great about all the success stories in the movie and feeling empowered that you really can do something about your health.
All right, let me jump in here for a second, Dr. Popper. This is stuff that, and I say this lovingly because I'm all for this. I'm looking at the film's website. It is extraordinarily important. I'm a dairy farmer and have been around cows all my life and know the difference between good milk and bad milk. Some people say you should stay away from dairy. I think there are, you can argue a number of things about nuance. But we have heard a lot of this. We've been pounding away at this for years. This is just another great example of someone doing work and coming up with answers. But the fight here is against the man. And I say that with the man, you know who I'm talking about. Right. We have all this money, all this influence. These son of a bees are so intertwined in our political arena because of the money that is used to corrupt the public officials that they give in to get them elected. And so anybody with any common sense looks at this and says, my God, yes. Or anybody who's heard any of these sorts of things over the past few years says, yeah, yeah. And then you turn on the computer or your television or you read the magazine, whatever it is, and you're bombarded with all of these things that are counterintuitive. And so that's really your problem here. It isn't the information, because anybody who's got any common sense knows that what you are doing, what you're saying, is 100% correct. But you don't have the money that Kellogg's does to sell Cocoa Puffs.
Well, I'll tell you what we do have. First of all, I think that the problem is that most people don't know the information. That's the problem. And that's what we're hoping that the film will do. And Brian Wendell, the executive director of the film and the guy who was the mastermind behind this whole project, his goal was to bring this message to the masses. I talk to very well-educated, very wealthy people who have enormous amounts of resources, who have never been told by their expert cardiologists to whom they pay a lot of money that they could stop or reverse their disease with diet. So the problem is that people don't know. And knowledge is a very powerful thing. And what we have going for us that the other side doesn't have is results. And while more people know about Harvard-educated cardiologists than who know about me,
right,
what I have going for me is the results of the people who come to see me, the people who do our diet are cured, the people going to those expert cardiologists are not. And I think that what we have to look at here is the power of grassroots and the power of people to change the system. You know, Malcolm Gladwell, in his book, The Tipping Point, says that one sick person can start an epidemic of the flu. Well, I think a few hundred thousand plant eaters can start an epidemic of health, and we're already really seeing that happen. This is just going to accelerate the process.
Phil, I will become domineering, and I don't want to.
No, that's fine. And I think the other point that we really want to make is most physicians, we talk about these cardiologists, know nothing and care nothing about nutrition.
No.
You know, our mentality is, and I think, and I say this respectfully, but most doctors fix things. They don't prevent things.
No.
They're
well, this whole healthcare fiasco, there isn't one word, the word prevention isn't even mentioned even once in all of those thousands of pages of documents, not one word on prevention. How, if you'll pardon the pun, sick is that?
Well, the problem with doctors is they're victims of their training, as you mentioned. They don't know anything about nutrition. And so I can't blame them for that. What I do blame them for is not doing their own research, because if they were reading the same articles and research material that I read, they would have arrived at the
same
conclusion.
But, Dr. Popper, that's a cop-out. I'm with you on this, but I don't, in terms of your training, I don't buy that. Most of doctors will tell you, if they're honest, that once they start practicing, within a year of their practice getting started, everything they were taught in medical school has been co-opted by some new study or some new research or something that is dramatically different. Anybody who really is worth their salt will tell you that they 20 years in practice and there isn't one thing that they learned, if they are up with what their specialty is, that they learn in college, is applicable anymore.
Well, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. They don't read. And,
yeah.
And if they were reading journals, they would know the same things that I know. And I also have to say that I find that medical professionals, not just doctors, but dietitians, nurses, fall into two camps. And one camp is the group that is arrogant, kind of doesn't want to hear anything new. They know what they know, and they don't want to be told something different. But there are a lot of healthcare professionals. In fact, we operate a training program for them through our school in Ohio that trains all healthcare professionals how to orient their practice toward this plant-based idea. And more of them are coming our direction, and they really do want to know. And so I think that I guess I always come off like the eternal optimist, because I see so much progress. And it is slow going, I'll grant you that. The other side has more money. But, you know, Bernie Madoff had all the money in the investment business, and look where he is today. So having all the money on your side doesn't necessarily guarantee that you stay at the top of the heap for the rest of your time.
But before we let you go, just one other quick point that I have. I have become probably in the past 6 months obsessed with diabetes in this country, and just reading, you know, how we're seeing more adult diabetes in children. And this is such a preventable disease that, you know, I just keep on hitting myself in the head saying, why aren't we talking more about diabetes and what we can do to prevent it?
Well, and I think the key with I would love to talk more about prevention, and when I get an opportunity, I do. The problem that we have is that the horse is already out of the barn. We have to talk about fixing. And when you made the comment earlier that doctors are good at fixing things, they're really not. They're good at mitigating symptoms. And if I get in my car today and go to the office and the oil light comes on, I can pull over to the side of the road and disconnect the fuse that lights up the oil lamp and keep driving. But eventually the engine's going to blow up. So the key is not just to medicate the symptoms away, but to actually get rid of the disease. And we tell people when they come into our office who are type 2 diabetics, don't come here to manage your diabetes. Come here to get rid of it, because that's possible.
Where in Ohio are you, Dr.
We're Palmer? In Columbus, Ohio, but we do business all over the world. So no matter where you are, our programs can reach you.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is we need to get the message out that, of course, this diet will prevent disease. But if you are already in trouble, if you have a weight problem, if you have coronary artery disease, if you have diabetes, it is fixable. At the very least, we can keep it from progressing. And in many cases, in most cases, it can be reversed. And that's a very exciting story to tell.
With Phil and his focus on diabetes, I'm equally as focused on dementia. For some personal reasons and just general informational reasons, does the same thing apply there as it does to all these other things that you're talking about? Before, if you know you have a history of it in your family, let's say, and you are concerned about it, again, heart disease, anything, is there a way in that specific example to do as you're suggesting for these other things?
Oh, absolutely. And I contend that dementia is cardiovascular disease. The brain is the biggest user of fuel and water and oxygen. And when your arteries are clogged and impaired, it's no wonder people have trouble thinking and start to experience dementia as they age. But a more important point, I think, is that family history is often blamed for people's health problems. And we now know that genetics accounts for only 2-3% of what happens to you from a health perspective, and the rest is your dietary choices. And it doesn't mean that people aren't genetically predisposed to have diseases. They are. I'm predisposed to have heart disease, diabetes, and obesity because those things run in my family. But having a gene and genetic expression are two different things, and what switches on genetic expression is your habits. So even if you have a terrible family history, the power is still within you to prevent those things from happening. Again, a hopeful message and one that we hope everybody hears in our film.
All right, so the film is called Forks Over Knives. Wait a minute, one more thing, Phil. Am I going to have to stop eating ice cream and cake?
No. Well, cake, yes.
Cake,
maybe.
Ice cream, no?
All right, well, can I weigh in on that?
I always tell people,
listen, the reason why people end up in trouble is because they have lost the distinction between food and a treat. And we're not trying to take the fun out of living. I mean, my sister turned 50 last year. There was cake, and I loved it. But there's no cake in my house right now, and cake can't be part of the daily fare. So as long as you're using those types of foods for celebration, that's what they're designed for, and not confusing them with the food that you need to fuel your body. That's the key.
Yeah.
People are treating themselves every single day, and that's how they end up in my office.
All right. So, Dr. Pava, you're a genius, I can tell. This is a good opening for lots of conversations, perhaps here and elsewhere in our world. Again, Forks Over Knives debuts website for it. The website is Forks Over Knives, is it not?
ForksOverKnives.com, right.
Yeah.
All and right. Eventually it will be nationwide. The opening cities are on the website now, but stay tuned. The plan is to have it in theaters throughout the United States, but the first cities open on May 6th.
All right, so that would be next weekend. Look for it, Forks Over Knives. And I think I'm going to try to get that up on my website. And, Phil, maybe you would as well on the chance that people would see it. And, okay, that looks interesting. What's that all about? Forks over knives. Actually, what is the symbolism? I guess you use a fork every day. If you need a knife, you shouldn't be eating.
A fork to eat and a scalpel to cut. And forks, better to eat your way to health than to try to cut your way back to health, which we know doesn't work.
Right. All right. Clever. Dr. Barber, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you here. ForksOverKnives.com is the website. In a moment, we're going to meet another lady who is a specialist in nutrition and exercise, because that seems to more and more be focus, the food focus that Phil has. I like that for alliteration, Phil.
The
food focus that Phil has is not only helping you understand where the food is and what you should be looking for, what he's testing, but also the consumer needs to be aware of options. And that's what Phil has taken upon those shows that you're doing, Phil's Food Sense, where you're going through various meals in the day, all this airings on the PBS network and stations. That's very helpful stuff, because that's the medium in which people get their information. Electronic media is where people get their info these days.
And the problem is that people want all the information in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, right.
And that's when we can't get into depth, which is why, you know, what we do here is just so important, where we can have these discussions and really, you know, reach in deeply to be able to understand what's going on.
Yep. Those of you who love late night munchies, you'll want to stick around and listen to Dr. Heather Leedy, who will join us in a moment. It is 12 minutes before the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate Toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We'll talk to Phil about Hemp History Week, which, interestingly enough, is coming up this week as well. He's involved in that, but not the way you're thinking. Stop that. 51 after on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Peace.
After the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. I had promised you that we would have Dr. Heather Leedy, who is a nutritionist, talking about how you specifically can help curb the urge as you go to bed to eat and drink and that sort of thing. There's a protein to do that. Lean pork may be one of them, but we can't find her. I suppose just as a philosophy, even though I would rather hear it from her, because she's done a lot of work in this area. But in general, Phil, talking about proteins and things like pork, there are other lean meats that are supposedly good protein-wise. I don't know how that squares with Dr. Popper's diet because I haven't really studied it enough yet. But I'm guessing you do have to have some. We all have to have protein in our lives in one way or another. Otherwise, most of what we are will fall apart.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for me, I'm not an extremist, as you know.
Yes.
A balanced diet of everything, a little protein, a little vegetables, a little whole grains, that works. The problem that we have in this country is we just consume too much.
Yeah.
And frankly, and I'm going to come under criticism for this one, I know, but one of the silver linings, if you would, as food prices go up, I think we're just going to wind up eating less,
yeah,
which might be a good thing. After all, we might get America healthy and reverse diabetes and heart disease because the price of food gets so expensive we can't afford it.
All things happen for a reason. many times we can't figure out what they are. There's a lesson in everything. So this, as Phil is suggesting, maybe a good thing in disguise. Doesn't seem like it at the time. Seems kind of painful, in fact. Speaking of pain, I was talking earlier to Dr. Ken about the expression, grab a cup of coffee to relieve a headache. There's some people, a lot of discussion about caffeine and how much you ought to have. Used to be, when I was a kid and you were a kid, we were told caffeine was bad, coffee was bad. And now there are all these studies that suggest that some degree of caffeine is good for headaches and even migraines, that sort of thing, and to boost your brain activity. I think you like coffee, if I'm remembering.
Love coffee.
You're a big coffee person.
And full disclosure, Doug is not a coffee drinker.
Nope, never had a cup in my life.
I'm a huge coffee drinker.
Yep.
I probably have 5 or 6 cups a day of just plain black coffee. I love coffee, and I think it's very healthy. And if you look at the research that's out there on coffee, certainly as far as cleaning your bladder, it has been shown to prevent colon cancer. It is good for the heart. It's good to keep you focused. I mean, I could go on and on for days about
it. Let's talk about it from your perspective as the supermarket guru. If you're going down the grocery aisle and you get to the point where you can buy coffee grindings or whatever it is, sometimes you grind your own coffee in some of these supermarkets. I remember as a kid going into the A&P. My mother didn't. There's nobody in my family who's ever drank coffee. But I remember they had a big red grinding machine.
Yep.
I mean, that was 7 years old, whatever it was, 6 years old. I remember smelling the coffee beans and thinking, wow, that's an interesting fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder these days, as people go shopping for coffees, they have tremendous different sources. You can buy Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks. You can buy whatever the store brand is probably. You can buy any number of Maxwell House, the old tried and true brands are around, I guess. So how do you know what to buy, and what do you find? Are more people buying it, they go into the store and actually buy a cup of it, or are they brewing it themselves, and what are their options for buying it if they do it that way?
Well, the problem is that most people who do like coffee don't know enough about coffee. And you really want to, coffee is a very personal experience. It's almost like wine. That you want to find the beans from the area of the world that you like the flavor of best. Now, for me, but I can't afford it, Kona beans. I love more than any other beans, but Kona coffee is now, the pure Kona coffee is about $50 a pound.
Wow.
I'm just not going to.
Is that like the coffee that monkeys eat and they pass it out in their feces?
No, those are like hundreds of dollars a pound. I've never tasted that, nor will I. Matter of fact, going there.
Yeah, good for you.
That's just sick.
Yeah.
But I've got to tell you something, that people want to know more and more about coffee. In fact, Seattle's Best, which is owned by Starbucks.
Oh, it is.
Just came out with a new line of coffees and tasted it. It was okay. Got a bad rating because they don't even say what country of origin the different beans are.
Oh.
We want to know, and we have the right to know, where our coffees or chocolates or any other foods come from.
Yeah.
But I love coffee.
I know you do.
My favorite coffee, actually, here's a commercial, is for Weaver's Coffee.
Weaver's Coffee.
It's a guy who used to work for Pete. He used to be the roaster.
Get him on the air. SupermarketGuru.com, daily news flash of products that Phil recommends, his hits and misses. Check it out. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.